After finishing to identify all of the items that are listed in the Mishnah, the Gemara identified the last one on the list was Shemen Kik, and the Gemara had three possibilities of what Shemen Kik means. One of them is that it comes from the Kikayon de Yonah that we know about from Sefer Yonah. The Gemara then gets into some halachic discussion. So the Gemara raises the question, and Abayi asks from Rabbah, these Shemanim that we say that you're not allowed to light with on Shabbos, Mao Shiitin Latochan Shemen Kol Shuviyadla, can you mix them with some oil that you are allowed to light with, and then light them together, as long as it lights nicely enough? So the Gemara wanted to know, do we make a gezeira that you're going to come to light purely with the wrong kinds of oils if you light with the mixture? So Rabbah says that you're not allowed to light with them. We do make such a gezeira. So Abayi asks on Rabbah, what do you mean? He has two kashas on Rabbah. One of them is from the sheet of Rav Meshulam Gamliel. Rav Meshulam Gamliel apparently says that in his father's house they would take a psila al gabe egos umadlikan. They would light the two of them together. Something that you can light with and something that you cannot light with, they would light them together. So after saying, well, why are you bringing a raya from Rav Meshulam Gamliel? You should bring a raya the other way from the Tanakama, who argues. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Meshulam Gamliel is a maisa rav, so we want to bring a raya from him. So we say, no, we misunderstood the case. The case of Rav Meshulam Gamliel was not where he was using the egos to actually light with. It was just a flotation device to allow for the wick to float in the oil. So that's how Rabbah defended himself. Then the Gemara issued another challenge against Rabbah from Rav Brona Marav, that if you have chelev mehutach, or kirvei dagim shanimochu, you have melted fat, so a person is allowed to use them to light. So even though chelev is something that you're not allowed to light with. So the Gemara says, don't you see that you're allowed to mix chelev with something else? The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. When it's melted fat, it lights very beautifully. And really, even on its own, you should have been able to use it to light with. The only problem is that we made a gzeira, you shouldn't light with melted fat, lest you come to light with fat that's not melted down, that's not boiled down. But if you're going to mix it with some kosher oil also, some of the good oil also, so we're not going to make a gzeira le gzeira, that you can't light with the mixture, lest you light with just the chelev mehutach, and the chelev mehutach, lest you light with regular chelev, that far, we're not going to go. The Gemara then discusses if all these wicks and oils that you're allowed, that the Chum say you're not allowed to light with on Shabbos, what about in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says you can't light with them in the Beis HaMikdash either, because lahalos ner tamid, the Beis HaMikdash flame has to be constant and has to be olamei aleha. It has to be self-sufficient, shouldn't need any extra support. But the Gemara says they would make wicks out of bigdei kahuna that were made from worn-out pishtan. They would not make wicks out of worn-out wool, because that was one of the items that you're not allowed to light with. But for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, even the worn-out wool they'd be able to use, because for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they would light these gigantic torches, and you could use even less flammable materials. The Gemara then, on the bottom of Chafal Vam Ralph, going over to Chafal Vam Beis, discusses three different shitos about using the shmanim that we said that you're not allowed to light with, using them for Ner Chanukah. Are you allowed to use them for Ner Chanukah? So we have three different shitos depending on Shabbos and weekday, and the shitos depend on the basis of the shitos is whether you hold Kavsa Zakukla or Kavsa Ein Zakukla, whether if it goes out you have to rekindle the Chanukah light, or whether you hold Mutal Lishtamish La'ora or Asur Lishtamish La'ora. The three shitos are as follows. Rav Huna holds that on a weeknight you're not allowed to use these shmanim, because we're afraid it's going to be extinguished. And Kavsa Zakukla, you're mechuyev to relight it, but you're going to forget, you're not going to relight it, and you'll miss out on the mitzvah. Shabbos, you're not allowed to light with these items, because mutul ishtamish la'ora. So we're afraid that you're going to come to tilt the candle, and you're going to violate Shabbos. Rav Chista holds, on a weekday, you are allowed to use these things, because Kavsa Ein Zakukla, if it gets extinguished, you don't have to worry about it anyway. Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them, because mutul ishtamish la'ora. Rav holds, on a weekday, you're allowed to light with them, because Kavsa Ein Zakukla, so we don't worry about it if it goes out. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to light with them, because it's also l'shtamish la'ora, so you're not going to come to do anything wrong with it anyway. Then we get into a discussion about Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says, what's the Zman of Ner Chanukah? So Zman Adlaka is from Shkias Achama at Shetich L'Regel Menashuk. The Gemara says that means one of two things. Either it means that if you haven't yet lit up until the point of Tich L'Regel Menashuk, you should still do the mitzvah, or no, maybe it's just telling us the shear of shemen. How much oil do you put in the Ner Chanukah? The amount of oil that would last the time that it takes from Shkia until Tichla Regel Minashuk. And then the Gemara goes on to tell us the well-known machlokas between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how many Neros a person is supposed to light. When it comes to the Ikar Adin, there's no machlokas. Nerishu Beiso, person Yotzi Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Mahadrin also, there's no machlokas. How much do you light? You're corresponding to the number of people in the household. Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is where we have a machlokas. The Beis Shammai says you start with 8 on the first night and you go down 1 every other night. And the Beis Hillel holds that you go up, you start with 1 on the first night, and you go up 1 every other night. What's the svara for each opinion? So Beis Shammai would say, it's so that you can light the numbers of days that are, either the machlokas is about that Beis Shammai holds you lighting corresponding to the number of days that have yet to come, and Beis Hillel holds you lighting the number of days that have passed, or Beis Shammai holds you light corresponding to the Karbonos HaChag, that just like the Karbonos HaChag on Sukkot, we bring fewer bulls each and every day, which is an interesting kasha of what this has anything to do with the Karbonos HaChag, but you bring fewer bulls each and every day, whereas the Beis Hillel says, no, it's Malam B'Kodesh V'Meridin, you always want to go up in the level of Kedusha. And then the Gemara finishes off by just identifying where a person is supposed to light the Tefach Samuch LePesach Beiso, on the left side of the Pesach. And if you live on a top floor, you put it by a window, and at the time of Sakana, where we couldn't put the Neros outside, we'd have to put it on a table inside the house, and if you put it on a table inside the house, you have to make sure to have another candle, so it's nicker that this is at least for Ner Chanukah. And then finally the Gemara discusses my Chanukah. What exactly happened on Chanukah? Tells us the whole Nes about how they came in and everything was Tameh except for one Pach Shemen, and that Pach Shemen lasted for all 8 days, and that's why they made it a day of Asam Yom Tov and Bahal V'Hodah, and that's why we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah.